You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Straw People with Knuckle Bones, which is the name of the brand new album. We've got Fiona McDonald and Paul Cassidy in the studio. Kia ora.
Morning. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does sound good. It's nice to have you in here. How are you guys?
Very good, thank
Great.
You.
Great. Beautiful walk here. Through Albert Park this morning.
It's so moody out there today.
Yeah. Wonderful. Lovely.
Yes, very, very, very beautiful. Very, brought back a lot of memories.
Yep. Yep. Clambering up those stairs to get to university. Actually, just to come up to BFM.
Yeah. I was going to say, the stairs have never got less exhausting to go up and down, I have to say. Always possibly the running 5 minutes late might be part of the panting when I get up here at least as well. We were also just saying as well, we've lost our beautiful view out the window. We used to be able to spy on all the students in the quad, and now we've got a wall.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam.
It's like the rest of Auckland, eh? There's a lot of construction around here.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll be good when it's done.
Yes. Yeah. I think Auckland, I often thought if I end up going to jail for like 5 years or something, the silver lining would be I'd come out and Auckland would be finished.
It'd be crazy. Yeah. You'd be able to catch the train anywhere you want to go for. Yeah. Hey, congratulations on this brilliant new record. It's been a long time in the making, about 5 years of active work. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. A little bit longer in terms of from when we kind of decided to do it. But yeah. About 5 years. Because we're just fitting it around other stuff and also quite a low attention span. So,
but
I think it's
true.
More. I think actually 2 hours focused work
is enough.
That's
enough
all
for
you
anyone,
need.
In any day, anywhere.
Yeah. Maybe you've just cracked it. You've just found the perfect working balance, really. Yeah. I am interested at what was the point you decided it was time for a new Straw People record. What was the thing that kind of kicked this project into gear?
I just always thought that I wanted to do it again at some stage, but kind of got distracted.
Mm.
And then kind of just eventually got myself in front of the computer and realised that I needed to update my Logic audio program from version 4, which was the last one I used or something, and get it up to version 10 or something it is now. And it sort of took me a couple of months to get my head around where everything was now hiding, but thank God for YouTube.
It is one of those things where there is a really timeless sound to this record. I've been loving listening to it, A, because I think it has a aspirationally sort of summertime feeling to it, which I've been really enjoying, especially in this kind of soggy last week. But there is also something where it feels like there are tracks that maybe you've had in your head for even longer than that 5 years. Is that fair to say, Fiona? Is there songs that you feel like there's a thread that's come from, you know, further back maybe?
Wow, that's a great question. One of the songs, Watch You Sleep, is 25 years old.
Oh, wow.
God bless it. But I think as far as you talk about threads, I mean, the threads is the chemistry between Paul and I as songwriters.
Mm.
I think we have a very, very comfortable and well-honed way of writing with each other. And so that's what I think links this present album to the past. It's like we are still the people we are, and we still create the sounds we want to create and get into the mood that we want to create through music.
Do you guys talk about what you're making when you're making it, or do you just let it happen? Do you sort of come in with a line and say, this is what I'm thinking, or do you just sort of propose that and see what Paul picks
it's
up?
It's quite a sacred ritual. I think, and sometimes to describe it maybe
to ruin
sacrosanct.
Yes.
But there are definitely candles involved.
and
burn some sage.
Yeah,
a little bit of sage. Well, sage afterwards. You
need
sage
after. Yeah. Cleanse that space.
Never before.
We riff. We collect lines of ideas. Fiona comes in with more fully formed song ideas about things.
Yep.
Perhaps, but you don't want to talk about songs and too much. I mean, unless they're about something specific, do you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. It's kind of like
like I think when Don McGlashan writes a song about an event or
he's a different songwriter.
Totally.
And it's about something.
Yeah.
You want to know about that thing, but I don't want to use the word poetry. But I've just used it.
So you've said it now. Yeah.
But yes, all the usual things, and we, honestly, it can start with one line and end up somewhere completely different.
Mm.
And every song can be about 5 or 6 different things.
Yeah, which I think is the great thing about music is that, in the end, the lyrics belong to the listener.
Yeah.
You know, so I might, as we're both writing a song, like, I, for example, Second Heart, in my brain I know what that's about for me.
Yeah.
And it will undoubtedly mean something completely different for Paul. So when I'm listening to it, I've got this experience.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that happens to the listener as well, because it certainly happens for me with my favourite, my favourite R.E.M. song, Perfect Circle, from a million years ago. That's my song.
R.E.M. song.
Yeah.
Can you sing us a little bit of it?
Put your head down. Stay real close. I have to play that song. It's a beautiful song. It's very early REM, and just I have no fucking idea what he's talking about, but to me it's just this beautiful love song, and I don't really want to know what he wrote.
I was going to say, you don't want him to one day, you know, write about it and tell you exactly what it was, and then you put a pin in that too much.
Totally.
He hasn't got Marga, has he?
He what?
He hasn't got Marga.
Oh, no. No, he hasn't. Oh, has he?
Oh,
no.
We're going to Google that after this. I don't think so.
No, of course not.
He's not Morrissey, is he?
No.
No, he's not done a Morrissey.
No, he's not.
Although maybe Morrissey was always there. Who knows? Maybe we've just seen that there wasn't so much irony in the lyrics as we originally suspected there was. We have digressed, but I think that's a really interesting point because there is something beautifully like amorphous about some of these tracks, and I so loved the kind of window it opened a little bit into these different, like, almost snapshots a wee bit, which is what I was so interested about that song being 25 years old almost, because I didn't know that listening to it the first time through. It felt right in the rest of the sort of lineup of tracks on this record. When you were putting it together as an album, did you sort of know when you were done? Did you go, right, that's it, I'm going to leave it? Or were you just coming back to fiddle?
Yes. How many years can we keep writing this friggin' album?
There was actually there was a point where I was like, okay, I'm done with it. Let's just put this fucking thing out.
Yeah.
And Joost Langveld and Chris Vandergeer, who run Big Pop, who are our record label and kind of mentors, really, and producers, they were like, no, it's not done yet. And I was like, oh, fuck. But they were so right. And we worked for another 2 years after that point. Mm. So, yeah. I reckon we could have done another. There's a few little things and little niggles that maybe another 6 months. But, you know, you can't carry on forever.
No.
Is it something you'd play live? Are you sort of, do you have aspirations for that?
Well, we're kind of working on that at the moment. And,
yeah, cool.
Our starting point for that is we're going to do one of those RNZ Lives next week. And next year we're hoping to get a show together. So that's
the band's never really played live.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Because that feels like, it would be good.
Yes.
I think it would be good.
I think the time has come.
Yeah, I've got you know, Straw People use this album is just me singing, but Straw People historically use lots of different singers. So I'm a fan as well as a part of the group.
Totally.
And I have very strong ideas and opinions on what I want to experience as a Straw People fan. So, definitely something we want to conquer, but there's lots of things to sort of go through to make sure we hit the right mark.
Yeah. With this as a record, as you mentioned, there have been other people in the Straw People world. Is it just you guys on this? Have you got other people who've pulled into the...
Matthias Jordan was a big key to this, to the songwriting and putting this together musically.
Keyboard player from Pluto.
And and also Chris Vandergeer playing guitar, Joost playing bass. We roped in Nick Atkinson from...
Supergroup
fame, and what's his more recent band? I should know the name.
Oh my god,
one of the many saxophone and excellent groups. Yeah,
amazing.
Sorry, Nick, forgotten that name.
Yeah, and
Mike Hughes on bass.
Yeah. Oh, even Luke Hurley, who mostly commonly seen as a busker now, a character from back in the day. He had a hit song on the Student Network back in the 80s. Called Mona Lisa, I think, and he's a really interesting character, really unique person I came across at playing at a market.
Oh, cool.
And he's the sort of guitarist, you know, when you hear a busker sometimes and you're walking and you're going, wow, that sounds amazing, and it's reverberating around. Came around the corner and it was Luke Hurley, and I was like,
oh yeah.
So it took me a couple of weeks to drum up the courage to go and ask him, but I did. Yes, so he's there. We've even managed to get a couple of dead people on the album. Pope John Paul II Idi Amin, who was the notorious dictator of Uganda.
Agreed, posthumously to be in the album.
They signed it in a duet.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is about love. So I think it's a love duet, and it's a little gem. It's a little thing on the album, but really the key on the album is Fiona singing songs, because that's what sounds beautiful.
I think we should listen to another Fiona singing a song now. This is Paper Cuts, and this record, where can people get it? In all the usual places? Are you going to be physically releasing this one?
It's on vinyl.
Oh.
And CD. So you can get it through Bandcamp. It's up, but also places like JB Hi-Fi.
Cool.
Yeah.
Flying Out.
Yeah, Flying Out.
All the record stores with Taste.
Yes, that's right.
Fab.
Yes.
That's what we like to hear. Paul and Fiona, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Congrats on a great record. I would highly recommend people go listen as well to the long player that that you did with Hunter as well, if they want to get a bit more of a track by track. Yep. It's a very good chat. Thank you so much for coming in this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
I'm driving around this
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.